Chapter 16. The Goblet of Fire.
"I don't believe it,"
Ron said in a stunned voice as the Hogwarts students filed back up the steps behind the party from Durmstrang.
"Crumb, Harry! Victor Crumb!"
"For heaven's sake, Ron, he's only a Quidditch player," said Hermione.
"Only a Quidditch player?"
Ron said, looking at her as though he couldn't believe his ears.
"Hermione, he's one of the best seekers in the world. I had no idea he was still at school."
As they recrossed the entrance hall with the rest of the Hogwarts students heading for the Great Hall, Harry saw Lee Jordan jumping up and down on the soles of his feet to get a better look at the back of Crumb's head. Several sixth-year girls were frantically searching their pockets as they walked.
"Oh, I don't believe it. I haven't got a single quill on me.
Do you think he'd sign my hat in lipstick?"
"Really?"
Hermione said loftily as they passed the girls, now squabbling over the lipstick.
"I'm getting his autograph if I can,"
said Ron.
"You haven't got a quill, have you, Harry?"
"Nope. They're upstairs in my bag," said Harry.
They walked over to the Gryffindor table and sat down. Ron took care to sit on the side facing the doorway, because Crumb and his fellow Durmstrang students were still gathered around it, apparently unsure about where they should sit. The students from Beauxbatons had chosen seats at the Ravenclaw table. They were looking around the great hall with glum expressions on their faces. Three of them were still clutching scarves and shawls around their heads.
"It's not that cold," said Hermione defensively. "Why didn't they bring cloaks?" "Over here. Come and sit over here,"
Ron hissed.
"Over here. Hermione, budge up. Make a space." "What? Too late,"
said Ron bitterly. Victor Crumb and his fellow Durmstrang students had settled themselves at the Slytherin table. Harry could see Malfoy, Crabbe and Goyle looking very smug about this. As he watched, Malfoy bent forward to speak to Crumb.
"Yeah, that's right. Smarm up to him, Malfoy,"
said Ron scathingly.
"I bet Crumb can see right through him, though. Bet he gets people fawning over him all the time. Where do you reckon they're going to sleep?"
"We could offer him a space in our dormitory, Harry. I wouldn't mind giving him my bed. I could kip on a camp bed."
Hermione snorted. "They look a lot happier than the Beauxbatons lot," said Harry. The Durmstrang students were pulling off their heavy furs and looking up at the starry black ceiling with expressions of interest. A couple of them were picking up the golden plates and goblets and examining them, apparently impressed. Up at the staff table, Filch, the caretaker, was adding chairs. He was wearing his mouldy old tailcoat in honour of the occasion. Harry was surprised to see that he added four chairs, two on either side of Dumbledore's.
"But there are only two extra people," Harry said. "Why's Filch putting out four chairs? Who else is coming?"
"Hey?"
said Ron, vaguely. He was still staring avidly at Crumb. When all the students had entered the hall and settled down at their house tables, the staff entered, filing up to the top table and taking their seats. Last in line were Professor Dumbledore, Professor Karkaroff, and Madame Maxime. When their headmistress appeared, the pupils from Beauxbatons leapt to their feet. A few of the Hogwarts students laughed. The Beauxbatons party appeared quite unembarrassed, however, and did not resume their seats until Madame Maxime had sat down on Dumbledore's left-hand side. Dumbledore remained standing, and a silence fell over the great hall.
"Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, ghosts, and most particularly guests,"
said Dumbledore, beaming around at the foreign students.
"I have great pleasure in welcoming you all to Hogwarts. I hope and trust that your stay here will be both comfortable and enjoyable."
One of the Beauxbatons girls, still clutching a muffler around her head, gave what was unmistakably a derisive laugh.
"No one's making you stay,"
Hermione whispered, bristling at her.
"The tournament will be officially opened at the end of the feast," said Dumbledore. "I now invite you all to eat, drink, and make yourselves at home."